servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now I, Paul myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to their outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ's, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ, even so we are Christ's. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by the letters. For by his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that we are in word by letters when we are in absent. Such we will also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope, that is, your faith is increased. We shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but he who the Lord commends. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the First Epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when you walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received the gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Do not love the world or things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Thank you. 25 فصل من أعمال الأبان الرسل أطهار مشمول بنعمة الروح القدس بركاتهم تكون معنا أمين. ورجع برنابا وشاول من أورشليم بعدما كمل خدمة وأخذ معهما يوحنا ملقب مرقس وكان في أنطاكية في الكنيسة هناك أنبياء ومعلمون. برنابا سمعان الذي يدعى نيجر ولوكيوس القيرواني ومناين الذي تربى مع هيرودس رئيس الربع وشاول بينما هم يخدمون الرب ويسمون قال روح القدس افرزوا لي برنابا وشاول للعمل الذي دعوتهما إليه. فصاموا حينئذ وصلوا ووضعوا عليهما الأيادي ثم أطلقوهما. فهذان إذ أرسل من الروح القدس انحدر إلى سلوكية ومن هناك سافر في البحر إلى قبرص. ولما صار في سلاميس نادايا بكلمة الله في مجامع اليهود وكان معهما يوحنا خادما. ولما اجتاز الجزيرة إلى بافوس وجد رجلا ساحرا نبيا كذابا يهوديا اسمه بار يشوع كان مع الوالي سيرجيوس بولس وهو رجل فهيما. فهذا دعا برنابا وشاول والتمس أن يسمع كلمة الله فقومهما عليهم الساحر لأن هكذا يترجم اسمه طالبا أن يفسد الوالي عن الإيمان. وأما شاول الذي هو بولس أيضا فامتلأ من الروح القدس وشخصا إليه وقال يا ممتلأ كل غش وكل خبث يا ابن إبليس يا عدو كل بر ألا تزال تفسد سبل الله المستقيمة؟ فالآن هوذا يد الرب عليك فتكون أعمى لا تبصر الشمس إلى حين. ففي الحالة سقط عليه ضباب وظلمة فجعل يدور ملتمسا من يقود بيده. فالوالي حينئذ لما رأى ما جرى آمن مدهشا من تعليم الرب وكلمة الرب تم تزداد وتعتز وتثبت في كنيسة الله المقدسة آمين.
God, amen. Today, the 28th day of the blessed month of Paup, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and the good are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 67 of Martyr, the two great saints, Mercianus and Mercurius, were martyred. They were disciples of St. Paul, the martyr patriarch of Constantinople. When Emperor Constantianus, the son of Constantine the Great, adopted the belief of Arius, Abba Paul the Patriarch opposed him, refusing his Irenaeus belief. So he exiled him to Armenia, where he was killed by strangulation. These two saints cried over their father St. Paul. They characterized the Arian faith of the emperor as corrupt and condemned. Some Arian men made an accusation against them to the emperor. He had them brought to him and ordered them slain with a sword. So they received a crown of martyrdom. They were buried where they were killed, and their bodies remained there until the time of Saint John Chrysostom. When he knew their account, he sent and brought their honorable bodies to the city of Constantinople. He built a church for them and relocated their bodies with great veneration to it. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, our God, who said, "Who are the apostles apostles? Many proud righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you have not heard them. But as for I, for thee see, and you for thee hear, May we be worthy to hear the word and holy gospel for the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember all foremost rabbis and us for remembrance and supplications and pray which are proper unto the Lord our God. Have mercy upon us, sleep upon them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the sons of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride prosperously. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him? Then he said to them, What man is there among you? He has one sheep. And if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then as a man is a man than a sheep. Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Yet he warned them not to make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed,
blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David?
We believe in one Lord, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth and all things, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. He ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church we confess from baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Anastasi